here's a story from The World.
Sarah Higazi will be remembered as someone who just wanted to be herself. But just being herself, a lesbian in Egypt, became tormenting. She moved to Canada, where she was given political asylum. This past weekend, Sarah took her life. It was just 3 years ago when she went to a music festival in Cairo. She felt the spirit of the moment, had a rainbow flag with her, and raised it above the crowd. That came back to haunt her, says her close friend, Aya Higazi. Both women have been activists and spent time in Egyptian prisons. I asked Aya about that moment when Sarah Higazi unfurled the rainbow flag at the concert and what happened after she took that joyous and brave decision.
She told us, I always felt repressed and not able to express myself, and I wasn't trying to make any political statements. I wasn't being courageous. I was just joyous.
So, Aya, take us back to 2017, if you would, and that moment when a friend of Sarah snapped that picture in what became an iconic photograph. The Lebanese pop band Mashru Leila just taken the stage at a festival in Cairo. What happened?
Right, of course, and he raised that flag, and then some people put it on social media. It wasn't her. And then after the people posted it, it was a week later that she was arrested. She was sexually harassed by the authorities, and she was like asked very private questions. She was electrocuted and she was tortured just because of raising the flag, nothing else.
Yeah, which was a horrible experience and a complete 180 from the kind of jubilation that she was feeling at that concert, right?
I think that was the last moment of joy she ever felt. She was taken afterwards to solitary confinement as well. And then she was placed with just two women in a cell, and they were forbidden from talking to her. And then ultimately, of course, she was deported and made to leave Egypt. And her mother died as well. And so she just felt depressed afterwards.
How did Sarah get out of prison in Cairo?
There was advocacy for her case, and then she was just released. She wasn't acquitted, and then she was basically deported, never allowed to go back home. And I want to say that she never felt comfortable living in exile, and she told us repeatedly that she wants to go back home, even if she's going to go back to prison.
So she then struggled with depression, and she took her life this past Saturday. What's been the reaction in Cairo to her death?
I mean, it is mixed, but an unequal mix, with 90% of the people just being vile. And then a fellow activist and a friend said if this was 10, 15 years ago, no one would have been outspoken in her support. But now that like even 10% are able to be outspoken and really speak their opinion freely about the issue and even changing their profiles to the rainbow flag, that is very taboo. That is change. And we think this change is made by Sarah. So she left, but I think her legacy for rights and freedoms and peace and love will live past her.
Aya, we've been reflecting on the Supreme Court decision here in the U.S. to support protection for LGBTQ people in the workplace. Clearly, different countries are seeing the urgency for LGBTQ equality and justice through different lenses. When you think about what needs to be accomplished in Egypt, where do you even begin?
In America, all of this happens, even legislations, you know, banning discrimination. It's because of democracy. It is because there is freedom of speech. And you can't have rights if you have, you know, if you're ruled by a tank and a gun.
So Hamid Sino, the lead singer of Mashru Leila, the band that Sarah went to see in Cairo in 2017, he actually sang a few stanzas in Sarah's honor once he learned about her death. These are lines that she actually posted online before she took her life. And the couplet goes, the sky is more beautiful than the earth, and I want the sky, not the earth. And it's really poignant. Aya, you spoke about the legacy of Sarah. What do activists in the Mideast do with this moment?
So people are arranging vigils for her in Beirut. They've already lit candles for her yesterday, even in Syria, a conflict that is like in Syria, it's war torn, right? And people are dying indeed, because she was a staunch supporter of Syria. Syrian activists did a vigil for her and raised banners. A lot of people really loved her and came out in support of LGBTQ rights. And this was the first time that I seen Egypt people changing their profiles to the rainbow flag.
Aya Higazi, thank you very much for telling us about your late friend, Sarah Higazi. We really appreciate your time. And again, our condolences.
Thank you. From PR.
PRX.